Okay, for those of you with health insurance, here's a routine you may be familiar with. The bill from the doctor's office arrives and you ignore it, waiting and waiting to see exactly how much your insurance will pay. Well, doctors' practices are seeing a rising number of bills that patients never pay, and they're getting a lot more aggressive about collecting that money. Jenny Gold reports.
Mid-State Orthopedic is hard to miss. The new 30,000-square-foot building is marked with an enormous sign along one of the main roads in Alexandria, a small city in central Louisiana. Inside the elegant, high-ceilinged interior, 11 doctors see about 300 patients each day. When practice administrator Spencer Michael came here 2 years ago, the business was struggling with a common problem: collecting payments from patients.
Just the advent of the higher deductibles, the economic situation of a lot of the patients, has driven patients to want to put off paying their bills.
Whether it's for a hip replacement or a broken bone, Michael says he sees a lot of patients on the hook for a $3,000 or even $5,000 deductible. That's a lot of money for patients to pay and for the practice to collect.
We have to be able to be the creditor. We're essentially a bank at that point.
Between 2008 and 2012, practices saw their bad debt go up 14%, according to a survey from the Medical Group Management Association. That's money the practice was owed but couldn't collect. Ken Hertz is a consultant with the trade group.
In the past, somebody at the front desk would say, would you like to pay today? Because the simple answer to that is, well, no. If I can walk out without paying, I'm walking out without paying. And so today it's more of, Mr. Smith, you have an outstanding balance. How would you like to pay for that?
One option is to send patients who don't pay their bills to collections a whole lot faster. Practices generally used to wait a full 180 days before taking action.
That's 6 months. I'm feeling a lot better. 6 months? Beat me up. Try and collect from me.
Now, Hertz is encouraging practices to send patients to collections after 6 weeks. Another option is to collect the payments before a procedure even happens. That's what patient Gail Jackson Price experienced at Mid-State Orthopedic.
I was on a business trip and picked up my luggage, and I just felt it immediately, like, I said, oh, did I tear something?
The doctor here told her she needs surgery on her shoulder. As she leaves the exam room, she passes by the billing desk.
Okay, Ms. Gill, you have a $50 copay
today.
Yes, ma'am.
She hands over a check. Then, as she heads out of the building, she passes a second payment desk. That's where Deanna Tharp sits, one of two employees at Mid-State Orthopedic whose sole job is to collect payments from patients. And she has an incentive to do it well. The more she collects, the bigger her bonus will be. Tharp starts with the practice's electronic record system.
This is the rotary cuff repair code. This is the price for it. This is Dr. Lady's price.
The system can access Jackson Price's insurance details to find out exactly how much she'll owe.
The total is $1,917.90. Mm-hmm. That's your 20% co-insurance plus your deductible.
$1,000.
And you have insurance.
And I have insurance.
Jackson Price says she'll be able to pay the $831 she'll owe up front. For those who can't, Tharp can help them set up a payment plan. And for patients who still can't make it work, they're sent down the road to the local safety net hospital instead. Practice manager Spencer Michael says the doctors here do try to offer some free care when they can.
But at the end of the day, this is still a business, and we still do have to keep the lights on.
At Mid-State Orthopedic, bad debt has gone down by 25%. But when patients hand over that kind of cash, Michael says they expect to get what they paid for, like the fancy new building, which he acknowledges drives up the cost of care.
But that is the expectation of patients these days. And if we can't make that happen, they're going to go to where they can get that.
But patient Gail Jackson Price, who's 63 years old, says it's the quality of the doctor she cares about.
I'm old, don't you realize? Old people don't get concerned about buildings. We figure we're paying for it. Oh, God, I got to pay more because the building is nice.
After 9 different surgeries over the course of her life, she says she's used to paying. So she always sets aside $1,000 in case something happens. But she says that kind of expense can cramp your style.
I never thought I would say I would look forward to Medicare, but I do. Yes, I do.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.